Hi, I'm Jameson.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Talon, and this is Crack the Case.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Field of Nightmares, the case. I didn't kill him, Mr. Weeble wailed. The nervous, precise man certainly didn't look like the type who would be involved in murder, but the evidence was overwhelming. Little Louie the Lip, the local bookie, was dead. Earlier that night, an alert police officer had noticed movement in an overgrown field. There, Weeble was spotted dragging Louie's body through the brush. His car was parked at the roadside with a shovel still in the back seat. When Weeble was further questioned about what he was doing with the body, he merely stammered, I want a lawyer. The mystery. What was Weeble hiding and what really happened?
Mr. Weeble was tied up with the mob. He got in bad with the bookies. The bookie was skimming from the mob boss. I'm just. This is basically Goodfellas.
Who the fuck is Louie the Lip and why are they so big?
Louie the Lip was the bookie, okay?
Is he a boy?
Isn't it crazy that I was talking like an Italian mobster and then it was Louie the Lip?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I had no idea. Louie the Lip was skimming.
I think Louie the Lip was talking a little too much.
Louie the Lip had some loose lips?
He was kissing a little too much. That's not how you guys kiss? Sorry.
How the streets do
Jameson
it.
Yells at me when I do that.
Is that how the heteros do it? See, the homosexuals. Depends on which lips I'm talking to.
Wow.
This is why I'm an alias, because I'm going to get yelled at.
Is this an X-rated podcast?
With us, always.
Always, yeah.
Always.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Was Louie the Lip skimming from the mob?
No. I mean, he may have been. I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
Did Louie the Lip make enemies?
Sure, but irrelevant. We're trying to figure out what was Weeble hiding and what really happened.
Was Weeble the murderer?
No.
He just was dragging the body out?
Right.
Weeble was just burying the body for somebody else.
No.
Well, he was unburying the body. He was unhiding it.
Right.
Unhiding.
Yeah.
So he was trying to help Lip.
Was Weeble trying to help the Lip?
Not help him, but like be like, oh no.
Sort of. I mean, not really.
Kind of trying to help people will find his body in a way?
No, not really.
Did his
work.
Did him doing this tie to whatever other secrets he had? Like,
yes.
His secrets are connected to the Lip guy.
Was Weeble and the Lip romantically involved?
No. Only. Okay, I can't say all that.
No.
Yes and no.
Did Lip know something about Weeble?
No.
Did Weeble know something about Lip?
No.
So Weeble's secrets really didn't have much to do with Lip.
The secrets, no.
Did they know of each other?
It doesn't say. It's irrelevant. No.
Was Weeble trying to rebury the Lip?
No.
He was just...
He unburied him?
No.
No.
Was he moving him?
Yes.
He was just moving the body.
Right.
Was he moving the body to a public place? Was he trying to put the Lip on display for other people to find?
Not really. I mean, that wasn't his intention. Per se.
So was the murderer somebody related to Lip?
It's irrelevant.
Because it doesn't matter who murdered Lip, right? That's not what we're trying to find out?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what secrets
his secrets something to do with the business? Or were they like...
No.
Were they family secrets?
Yes.
So like, was he having an affair?
No.
Did it have anything to do with his wife?
Yes.
Or, okay. Did his wife kill Lip?
Hold on,
no.
Weeble's wife or Lip's wife?
Did Weeble's wife have an affair?
No.
But the secrets have to do with Weeble's wife?
Yes.
Was the Lip sleeping with Weeble's wife?
No.
Was Weeble having an affair?
No.
Was
she a murderer?
No.
Were they thieves?
No.
Was it like a normal secret or is it like a weird secret?
Not really.
Is it a secret recipe?
Did the Lip see Weeble's wife sleeping with somebody else?
She said family, so I don't know if it was a secret family recipe.
Krabby Patty formula.
Did the Lip see Weeble's wife sleeping with somebody else?
No.
No,
she
didn't
have an
affair. Nobody had an affair.
Nope.
Nobody had an affair.
At least not that I can...
Did it have
money? Were they money launderers?
No.
Did the Weeble promise to delete the Lip's browser history once he died?
Not in 93, probably. I don't think.
Look, that's the thing.
Did he promise to burn his magazines?
It's a thing with guys, okay? We do this. We all talk to each other. We are all responsible for erasing each other's browser history.
If I ever go missing, please delete everything about me.
Delete my browser history.
Delete everything.
It's not everything. It's just the
drawer next to my bed, the bottom one. Everything in there.
Under the false drawer.
That's all my drugs and my sex toys. Do they have kids?
Irrelevant.
Had nothing to do with their kids. Was it a secret that, like, the husband and wife shared? Or was it a secret from the wife?
No.
No to which one?
To either one.
Yeah, to either one.
Was it a secret that was just about the wife? So the secret just had to do with the wife. Did the husband know about the secret?
Yes.
Did the wife go get a secret abortion?
I answered that question. I'm sorry. Because I thought you were meaning something else.
I don't know how to take that.
What did you say?
I said, did the husband know about the secret?
No, the first part of that.
The secret
was,
had to do with just the wife?
The secret has
like,
to
it's about her.
So it's just, is it the wife's secret?
No.
She didn't know about it?
No.
So she didn't know about the secret, but the husband
it's
knew about
the secret.
It's just the
Weeble secret.
But it has to do with her.
There's a secret about her that she doesn't know about? Those are the worst fucking secrets.
Did the Weeble?
Or the best. Somebody was really good at keeping it.
Did the Weeble cheat on the wife?
No, there was no,
there was no cheating. No,
well,
affair,
that's the only.
Nothing.
Get over that part.
I can't.
Oh, was. Does it have to do with, like.
Is the wife adopted?
Yeah. That's what I was
going to
say, too.
It's a solid secret.
Yeah,
was the wife
the
a sister?
Guy her dad or something? That's, like, secretly her dad and she didn't know?
Was the wife a sister?
No, the Lip guy.
Is the wife and Weeble actually related, not by marriage, by blood?
No.
Okay.
They're married. So it's a... So, like, the husband was keeping the secret from her?
No.
The Lip guy was keeping the secret from her.
No.
Nobody was keeping the secret from her, but she didn't know about it, and nobody else did.
And the secret's the problem.
Correct.
Okay.
What the fuck? Do we need to know what the secret is?
Well, yeah.
That's the point. We figure out what the secret was. Was the Weeble a cop?
No. Did she have a bunch of money?
No.
Was something happen to the wife, and that's what the secret was?
Technically, I guess so, yeah.
Did they kill the Lip so the wife didn't die?
Was she going to be raped?
No.
Was she going to be fired?
No.
Was she going to be murdered?
Yes.
Okay, so she was going to be murdered.
Yes.
By the Lip?
No.
By him?
Yes.
The husband?
Uh-huh.
The husband was going to murder her.
Uh-huh.
And
the husband was going to
kill... And Lip knew this.
So he did know the secret.
No.
The husband was going to kill the wife.
Uh-huh.
No.
She was already dead.
The Lip
died.
That's
the secret. Oh.
Oh, so she's already dead?
Yes.
Was
that's
he sleeping with his dead wife?
No.
So he was
sleeping with anybody. Get it out of your head.
So he buried his wife where where Lip was.
Yes.
Okay.
He
switched the bodies.
Oh, and he wasn't expecting that body to be there.
Right.
The Lip was buried under the wife.
So Lip was not buried.
No. Listen.
He was just murdered.
So he killed his wife and was going to bury, or he was going to kill his wife, or killed his wife. He
mm-hmm.
killed his wife
yeah.
and then was going to bury her, and then all of a sudden he dug up another person's body.
No.
Oh, okay. He was going to bury his wife under the Lip, so that way
So where he was deciding to bury his wife, he just happened to find Lip's body.
No, because
he
knew the Lip. He
knew Lip's body was there.
You guys are so close.
Did he know the Lip?
No. Irrelevant. I mean,
he knew that body was there? He knew Lip's body was there?
Not...
So he wasn't going to...
Let me read the front of this again, because, okay. I didn't kill him, Mr. Weeble wailed. The nervous, precise man certainly didn't look like the type who would be involved in murder, but the evidence was overwhelming. Little Louis the Lip, the local bookie, was dead. Earlier that night, an alert police officer had noticed movement in an overgrown field. There, Weeble was spotted, dragging Louis' body through the brush. His car was parked at the roadside with a shovel still in the back seat. When Weeble was further questioned about what he was doing with the body, he merely stammered, "I want a lawyer." Okay, maybe Lip was buried. Okay. What was Weeble hiding and what really happened?
So he was hiding the fact that he killed his wife.
Right, he was trying to bury his wife, but ran across Louis. Or he was trying to bury his wife under Louis so that nobody would find his wife.
Nope. That's he wasn't burying his wife.
That's was he burying his wife?
Burying his wife.
But she was already dead.
Yes.
Is her body where Weeble's or where Lip's body is?
Yes.
So their bodies are in the same spot. It's in place, area. Well, area.
Yeah.
So earlier in the night when they saw the movement, it was him taking his wife there.
No.
It was him taking Lip out?
Yes.
So when the fuck did he take his wife there?
Was he trying to
bury How long has his wife been dead for?
I can't answer that question.
Has she been dead recently?
No.
So she's been dead a long time.
She's
so he killed her a long time ago.
Was he trying to get rid of
and
the
he was
evidence?
Just trying to move him so that they wouldn't dig, find her. Him and also find
right.
her.
Right. Yes. Yes. Because it was like so right around that. I was like, Yes.
So we got it?
Yes.
What?
All right.
I'm
You'll
so confused.
So did somebody just randomly kill the other guy and just happened
okay.
to be near her?
Yeah.
Yes.
But why was he there? That's my thing. Why was he...
He just happened
he just. Why did he just happen to go through the field?
Because they didn't
because
want...
Because he knew his wife was buried there and he didn't. They didn't want them to go look for him and then find the wife.
Yeah, but how did they know that he was there? How did he... Weeble know
because
that
he
was there?
It could have... Weeble
was
knew his wife was there.
He just visited his wife's grave. It was
they
like,
get,
oh, fuck, another body.
I know, I killed you because I hated you. I was going to come visit you anyway.
Right, they seen him bury the lip, and he was like, damn it, they come looking for the lip, they're going to find my wife.
All right, I didn't read this.
Yes, please do that.
The story. Mr. Weeble saw a car stop by the field behind his house. That's how he knew, by the way.
Okay.
Horrified, he saw the driver open the trunk and drag a man's body into the field. Weeble knew it was just a matter of time before the body was found. Police would scour the field looking for clues and maybe even for more dead bodies. They were sure to notice that plot of ground he had dug up 2 months ago. It was where he had buried his wife after he had murdered her. He had no choice. He had to move the man's body to another location. After the killer left, Weeble put a shovel in his car, parked by the field, and started to drag the body towards his car. That's when he was spotted by the cop. Investigators must discover that Weeble was innocent of killing Louis. When he was caught with the corpse, he was in the process of moving it to another location to keep the police from finding his murdered wife's burial spot. So, okay, Louis wasn't. Louis was just dropped there.
Yeah, they didn't. But they were like,
and
oh,
he was
going
to bury Louis somewhere else because he didn't want them to go digging up the ground.
The thing is, how did he just happen to know that Louis was dropped
because
there?
It was in his backyard.
Because it was in his backyard.
Oh, that was
and
that
he
part.
Saw the people
okay,
come.
Yeah, that's how he saw it, yeah.